We hope that we find a shelter within our Lord. We know many of our brothers and sisters have gone to the West Coast to attend a conference. And I saw a brother who had moved to the West Coast and came back to visit us.
Daniel Tai,
welcome.
好吧, 我们也是继续, 我们用30秒钟的时间跟我们周围的人说 hello, 还是跟他们问安, 好不好?
We'll spend 30 seconds and just to say hi to people next to you.
We have
more time when we have lunch together to share with each other.
Let's
bow our head and pray.
恩主, 我们感谢你,
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
我们今天来到, 你的面前, 我们要赞美敬拜你。
When we come to before you today, we want to thanks and praise you.
我们求你把那真实的信心放在我们每一个人的心里里面。
We pray that you give us that sincere faith.
让我们在这边, 我们能够看到你,
so that we can see you.
我们能够接受你,
we can receive you.
也是能够让我们能够从你里面得力,
that we can receive the strength from you.
能够活出主你自己来,
to live out you in our lives.
求你借着提摩太的例子跟我们说话,
speak to us through the examples of Timothy.
我们将祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们再翻到提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
在第一章第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
这是保罗他最后他写的书信。
This is the last book that Paul wrote.
他这边讲到, 他说, 想到你心里无为之信, 这信是先在你外祖母罗以, 和你母亲永尼基心里的, 我深信也在你的心里。
He said, I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and then in your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded now lives in you also.
在这一段里面, 让我们看到, 好像保罗从 这无为的信心开始说起。
It seems like Paul started to talk about this unfeigned faith.
有一个医生, 他跟保罗一起同行。
There's a doctor who was accompanying Paul.
他们一直走到 在现在土耳其的地方。
They went all the way to what is now called Turkey.
他们在那边就是拜访了两座城的两座城。
And they visited two cities there.
然后到那城里面的教会去,
and they went to the church in those cities.
他们很稀奇看到一位年轻人,
but they are amazed to see this young man.
所以这位医生就是路加医生,
and this doctor is the Dr. Luke.
他写下来在使徒行传,
and he wrote that incident in the book of Acts.
他说, 看啊, 有一个年轻人,
he says, look, there's a young man here.
让我们看一下他在哪边写这样的书信。
Let's see where he wrote this down.
在使徒行传第16章。
This is in the book of Acts in chapter 16.
我们看第一节、第二节跟第三节的前半段。
We'll read from verse 1 and 2 and then the first part of verse 3.
使徒行传16章第一节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 1.
保罗来到特比，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太妇人的儿子。他父亲却是希利尼人，路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他，保罗要带他同去。He
came to Derbe and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was a Jewess and a believer, but whose father was a Greek. The brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey.
如果你们看的不是NIV的版本的话, 在那个第一节路斯德后面还有在那里中间还有一个英文字叫做Behold, 看啊。
If you're looking at a different translation than NIV, you will see that between the verse 1 and verse 2, where it says Timothy, it says, Lo, behold, this is Timothy.
为什么保罗看到有一个门徒,然后让他觉得很兴奋?
Why did Paul was so excited when he see these disciples?
好像他看到有一个 一个知心的朋友在那里，还是说有一个他可以造就的一个门徒在那里？
Seems like he had find a friend or find a person that he can build on.
而且他一下子就把他的背景全部就写出来。And
then he wrote down all the background of this person.
他的父亲是一个外邦人。His
father was a Gentile.
母亲是一个犹太人。But
the mother was a Jew.
我们看到这个弟兄好像在两个地方 这两个地方的教会都称赞他。
Seems like the churches from the two cities, they all praise him.
后来我们知道保罗他在新约里面一共写了13封书信。
We know Paul had wrote 13 episodes in the New Testament.
在6封里面都提到这个年轻人。
And he had mentioned this young person in 6 of these books.
在帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
In 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
在哥林多后书。
And 2 Corinthians,
在哥罗西书,
and Colossians,
在菲利门,
and Philemon,
在菲利比书,
and Philippians, they all mention the names of this young person. I think Paul really liked him.
甚至你们在其他书信可以说到他，有时候他提到就是说我的儿子。
And in some of the book, he even said that my son Timothy.
你们有没有 找到有这样的一个 mentor, 就是他这么欣赏你。
Have you find a mentor that he look upon you as Paul look at Timothy?
我们 mentor 中文我们怎么翻比较好? 我们说是一个愿意提拔你的人, 或者说你的上司。
Mentor is someone who would build you up or your boss.
他如果看到你有潜力, 他就说, 哇,你来跟我。 来帮我做，我一定来提拔你。
And if he sees that you have potential, he said, come and work for me and I would build you up.
这就是这个年轻人在保罗眼光里面，他就是好像这块料子，保罗他可以使用。
And this person, Timothy, in Paul's eyes is just like that.
我们知道有一个很重要的因素在我们里面，神是不是可以使用我们？
There's a very special requirement that if God can use us.
或者是不是我们在神眼光中是不是讨得他的喜悦?
Or if we can please him in his eyes.
我相信大部分你们都会知道。
I think most of you will know.
在希伯来书第11章第6节。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And it said, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以这个信好像在神的眼光中是极其重要。
It seems like this faith is very important to God.
我们刚刚读到提摩太后书第1章第5节的时候, 保罗就从这边开始。
And earlier we read from 2 Timothy that Paul started with this.
他说你有一个无为的信心。
It said you have an unfeigned faith.
就是一个真实的信心。
A true faith.
然后从这边开始, 他 写的其他的书信。
And from that point on, he wrote all these other books.
我们也记得，就是在马太福音里面讲了一个故事。
We remember in the book of Matthew, there was a story.
有一个女人患了12年的血漏病。
There's a woman who had a sickness for 12 years.
她来到耶稣的背后，就摸了耶稣衣上的坠子。
And when she came to Jesus, she just touched the cloth of Jesus.
然后她心里说,我只要摸她的衣裳就必痊愈。
She said to herself, if I can just touch it, then I'll be healed.
你知道耶稣转过来怎么对这个妇人说话?
Do you remember how Jesus turned around and talked to this woman?
她说,女儿,放心,你的信救了你。
And the woman, take heart, your faith has saved you. And from that point on, her sickness was healed. And since
I
faith will cure you.
另外一个故事, 你们还记得在马太福音第15章里面讲到一个迦南妇人的信心。
Another story is from also Matthew about this Canaanite woman.
她有一个女儿被鬼附了。And
she had a daughter was possessed by demon.
然后她来到耶稣的面前, 她说, 可不可以医我的女儿?
And she came to Jesus and said, "Can you heal my daughter?"
我们知道耶稣说, "Well, 我们不好把这个饼给狗吃。
And Jesus said that I cannot take the cake for the dog.
因为那时候福音是先传给犹太人。
The gospel will reach the Jews first.
但是我们看到这个妇人怎么说?
But what did that woman say?
她说狗也吃她。 主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿,
but the dog will eat the crumb that was dropped from the tables.
你知道耶稣怎么回答呢?
And how did Jesus answer?
他说, 妇人, 你的信是大的,
he said, "Woman, your faith is great.
要照你所要的,
and it will be accomplished as you wish." And this faith can cast out the demon.
在罗马书第八章里面,
in Romans chapter 8,
对不起, 马太福音第八章,
Matthew chapter 8 rather.
我们看到一个百夫长的信心。
This is the faith of the centurion.
我们知道在罗马帝国里面, 他们军队的次序是非常严谨。
In the Roman army, they have a very specific order.
这个百夫长, 他来求耶稣干什么呢?
Why did the centurion come to ask Jesus for something?
他有一个仆人病了。
He has a servant that was sick.
然后他要耶稣跟他讲说, 要来求耶稣医他的仆人。
He came to ask Jesus to heal his servant.
他跟耶稣说, 你不必去, 你只要说一声就好。
And he told Jesus, "You don't have to come, all you have to do is say it."
就像我跟我的属下也是说一声去就去, 来就来。
And just like those people under me, I just tell them, "You go and you come."
我们知道耶稣他怎么回答。
How did Jesus answer him?
他说他很稀奇, 有这么大的一个信心, 他说他在以色列当中也没有看到有这么大信心。
Jesus said he was amazed that he never seen such a faith in all of Israel.
所以我们看到耶稣有没有医他的仆人呢?
So did Jesus heal his servant?
有,
yes.
就是因着他的信心,
because of his faith.
马太福音14章里面,
in Matthew chapter 14,
你们还记得耶稣在水面上行走?
You remember Jesus walked on the water.
那时候是, 夜里四更天,
and this is during the fourth watch.
保罗他看到, 他说他也要走,
Peter.
Peter,
Peter saw that he wants to walk on the water also.
结果我们看到他开始也走了一段,
so he started to walk.
然后看到周围的大浪风浪时候,
but when he sees the storm, when he saw the storm, then he started to sink.
我们看到耶稣怎么跟彼得说呢?
So how did Jesus tell Peter?
他说你这小信的人啊, 为什么疑惑呢?
He said, "Ye of little faith, why do you have doubt?"
这边也是讲到信心。
Again, it's talking about faith.
他没有说你不会游泳吗?
It didn't say that, "Don't you know how to swim?"
你是渔夫, 你不会游泳吗?
You are a fisherman, you should know how to swim.
主耶稣说, 你的信心在哪里呢?
And Jesus asked, "Where is your faith?"
还有一个故事是在马可福音第四章。
Another story from Mark chapter 4.
我们知道耶稣跟门徒他们要, 过海到另外一个岸上去。
And Jesus and his disciples need to go to the other shore.
忽然间就是起了暴风。
And all of a sudden a storm came up.
那我们知道门徒他们都很害怕。
And all the disciples were very afraid.
就把这在船上睡觉的耶稣叫醒。
And then they woke up Jesus who was sleeping in the boat.
然后耶稣怎么对门徒说呢?
How did Jesus tell the disciples?
他说, 为什么胆怯?
Said, "Why are you afraid?
你们还没有信心吗?
Do you still have no faith?"
他没有说, 你们以前, 你们划船的技术在哪里呢?
He did not ask them, "Where's the skill to row the boat?"
他反而是问他们说, 你们的信心在哪里呢?
But instead, he asked, "Where is your faith?"
I think I can
tell you all the stories about faith.
但是这些全部都是有关于这个无为的信心。
This is all related to this unfeigned faith.
我们今天就把它局限在一个这个年轻人提摩太的身上。
And we'll just limit ourselves today to this young person.
这提摩太为什么他有这么大的信心呢？
How come Timothy has such a great faith?
最近我看了柯连基弟兄写的圣经人物系列。
And lately I read this book by Brother Kerr about Bible characters.
我从他的写作里面我得到很大的启示。
And from his writing I have a lot of revelation.
所以我写下这些大纲。
So I wrote down this outline here.
我自己再加了一两点。
And I add a few more points to it. We can look at the first one.
这个无为的信心，我们是从信神的儿子而来的。
And the unfeigned faith is by the faith of the Son of God.
这是写在加拉太书第二章二十节下半段。
This is on the second part of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
那我们一起来看。Let's
read it together here.
他这边说,
Here it said,
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。我们只看这一小段。Just
that little portion.
他这边讲说因信神的儿子而活。He
said, "Because I live by faith in the Son of God."
所以这无为的信心是从信神的儿子而来。So
the unfeigned faith is coming from believing in the Son of God.
还有一种另外一种翻译我很喜欢。
There's another translation, I like it very much.
因为比较接近原文,
because it's more a little closer to the original language.
他说是我在神儿子的信心里,
he said, I am in the faith of our Son, the Son of God.
所以这信是从主耶稣基督来的。
So this faith comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的自己的信心很小。
We have very little faith.
我们遇到难处的时候, 我们没办法。
We will run out of things to do when we have troubles.
但是我们可以得到这无为的信心是从信神的儿子，就是主耶稣基督而来。But
we can receive this faith that is from the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这无为的信心，我们也可以讲是一个真实的信心，开始存在这个年轻人提摩太的心里。
We can say that this unfeigned was a true faith that was originally exist in this young person's life.
所以我们再看一下提摩太后书第三章十五节的后半段。So
we can read from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, the second part of it.
他说这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。He
said this faith in because of your faith that you can be saved.
这边得救的智慧乃是从因信耶稣基督而来。And
because the wisdom of faith is because the wisdom is coming from the faith that was from our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到这无为的信心是何等的可贵。So
we know that this unfeigned faith is very precious.
我们不只能够从这边得救。Not
only that we can be saved from it.
而且我们可以 因信神的儿子而活。
Also, we can live by this faith.
那如果你看刚刚看到提摩太后书第一章第五节，或者你会这么想。
Earlier, when we read from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, you may think like this.
可能是因为提摩太他有很好的外祖母跟母亲。
Maybe Timothy has a very good grandmother and also mother.
那我想他可能是因着遗传而来。Maybe
from heredity that he had that faith.
很可惜我父母可能都还没有信主。And
maybe my parents are not Christians yet.
所以我没有办法有这样的信心。So
I would not be able to have this kind of faith.
我们看一下提摩太，刚刚从使徒行传我们知道提摩太的父亲他是一个外邦人。
We know from earlier that Timothy, his father was a Gentile.
我们相信他是在保罗第一次到那边传福音的时候，他们一家信了主。
The thing is, when Paul went to the city the first time, Their whole family became Christians.
保罗在那边没有多少的时间,
but Paul did not spend a lot of time there then.
但是我们看到他们一家三代都信了主。
But we saw that the, all three generations believed in God.
后来在圣经里面我们没有看到他父亲的名字。
And later on, we never did hear anything about his father's name.
有人说他父亲可能没有信主。
And some said that maybe his father is not a Christian.
或者是他父亲可能很早就过世。
Maybe his father passed away early.
但是无论如何，我们看到这是一个蒙恩的家庭。
But we saw that this family was having grace from God.
他们三代信主。
Three generations of Christians.
我们看到他外祖母的名字叫做罗以。
And the grandmother's name is Lois.
你知道罗以是什么意思?
Do you know what that means, that name?
罗以是欢心的意思。
And it's like have care for.
欢心是一个
joyful heart.
我们看到他们一家其实是迁到国外去住了。And
they have moved to a different country to live there.
那我们看到就是这个母亲，这个外祖母罗以，她的女儿也嫁给就是这个外邦人。
And this this Lois daughter and she married to a foreigner.
所以他们住在国外的时候，我相信他们生活跟我们这中国人来到美国一样有很多的难处。
So I think the living is probably similar to us here moved came to the United States of all these difficulties too.
但是这个外祖母罗以，她叫做欢心。
But this grandmother Lois, his name is like happy and joyful.
但是母亲叫做有尼基。
And then the mother's name is Eunice.
你知道有尼基是什么意思呢?
And what does that name mean?
是美好的得胜。
And to have a good victory.
所以我们看到他们一家实在是都是爱主的。
So the whole family loved God.
所以他们能够有这样欢心，有美好的得胜。
So they have this joy and they have this victory.
而且提摩太是什么意思呢?
So what does Timothy mean?
是一个尊敬神。 或是神所尊重的,
it's a honor God or God respect this person.
所以这个三个名字都非常的好。
And so these three names are very good names.
所以我们可以看到这一家实在都是蒙神所爱的。
So this family was loved by God.
而且我们知道祖母跟母亲他们可能很小的时候不只是把神的话语教导给这提摩太。
So the grandmother or the mother maybe would teaching Timothy when he was really little.
但是提摩太还是自己，他要从神那边领受。
But Timothy himself had to receive from God also.
这个不是因为这样遗传下来。
It's not just from tradition.
我记得很多次，我想问人家就是你信主了没有？
And many times I ask people, "Are you? Have you believed in the Lord?"
结果我答案常常听到就是说，他的叔叔是在教会当。
And sometimes I'll get the answer that my uncle was deacons at the church.
还有一次他说他的哥哥也信主。
And one time a person answered that my brother had believed in the Lord.
但是我的问题是你信了主没有?
So my question is, have you believed in the Lord?
他答不上来。
And he cannot answer that.
他只能可以把家人可以联想到的都提出来。
He can only mention all these relatives.
我想我们的信心是直接从领受神而来。
Our faith must be received from God directly.
我们看一下保罗他怎么说。
And let's look at how Paul say this.
在提摩太前书第一章第四节到第五节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 4 to verse 5.
这是第一封书信保罗所写给提摩太的。
This is the first letter written to Timothy.
他说也不可听从荒谬无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。
Nor devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies.
这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信上所立的章程。
This promote controversy rather than God's work, which is by faith.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱就是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
所以提摩太的爱主不是他可以去找一些家谱。So
his love, Timothy's love for God is not coming from some genealogy.
不是从这些tradition.
And not from tradition only.
而是他自己从神那边领受的。
And received directly from God.
保罗他自己也把他自己的情形这样跟他讲。
And Paul told him about himself also.
在加拉太书第一章14节到第16节前半段。
In Galatians chapter 1:14-16.
他说我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进。
Said, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age.
为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
I was extremely zealous for the tradition of my fathers.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神。
But when God who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace,
既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里, 叫我把他传在外邦人中。
Was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
所以以前我们看到保罗他自己也是为他祖宗的遗传很热心。
So Paul himself was enthusiastic about the traditions too.
但是后来我们知道他在大马色的路上神让他看见。
But we know that later on the road to Damascus, God let him see.
他所逼迫的乃是主耶稣他自己。
What whom he persecuted was our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神把他的儿子启示在保罗的心里。
So God revealed his son to Paul.
所以我相信提摩太, 主耶稣也是启示在他的心里面。
So I believe that God also revealed Jesus in the life of Timothy.
而不是他从遗传而来。
Not from traditions.
而且你还记得保罗他也曾经 按手在提摩太的身上。
You remember God, Paul also lay hand on Timothy.
他说，你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Said, do not neglect the gift that was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders lay hands on you.
所以我们看到这无畏的信心实在是神赐给他们。
So this unfeigned thing was given by God.
不是从他祖母母亲传给他们。
Not from his mother or grandmother.
当然，我们就是有爱主的家庭，我们可以影响我们的孩子。
Yes, the family who love the Lord will affect the children.
但是追踪到底，这个孩子还是需要从神那边直接领受。
But to the end, this child must receive from God directly.
那我们继续看下去。
Let's continue to look at this.
这无畏的信心是住在所有的信徒里面。
The unfeigned faith is dwelling in all the believers.
我们刚刚看到保罗他路过了这个两个城市。
Earlier we saw Paul had gone through these two cities.
第一个城市叫做路斯德。
And the first one is Lystra.
路斯德这个教会这个名字是有特别的意思的。
This name has a special meaning.
路斯德是说教会虽多人属于一。
And this name means that even though there are many churches, but it's still one.
我为什么要把这教会的名字解释呢?
Why do I want to explain the name of the church?
因为这边的教会的人都称许提摩太。
Because all these people in this church praise Timothy.
所以我们可以看到提摩太自然有这教会的这个特色。
And there must be special characteristic of this church then.
就像很多人来到我们教会。
So that's just like many people came to our church.
他说这个教会好像一个家。
And this church is like a family.
或者你到另外教会。
And when you go to a different church,
你会觉得说，啊，这教会里面有很好的教导。
And maybe this church has very good teaching.
都有不一样的特色。
They have their own special characteristics.
我们可以看到提摩太在这个教会里面, 他在这边教会虽多人属于一。
And but Timothy in this church, even though there are many churches there, but there's only one.
所以他可以看到在主里面的合一。
And we can see the oneness in the Lord.
我们看到保罗在旅行继续到另外一个城市。
We saw that Paul continued to go to a different city.
这个城市叫做以哥念。
And this city is called Iconium.
提摩太也在那边服侍过。
And Timothy also served there.
而且那边人也称许提摩太。
And the people in that church also praised Timothy.
那以哥念是什么意思呢?
What does Iconium mean?
强服。 Surrender. Or submission.
Surrender or submission.
所以我们可以看到，提摩太他如果在这教会里面被称许的话，
So if Timothy was praised by this church,
他一定身上有这样的一个品格，
He must have this characteristic.
不然的话, 这边教会人不会称许他。
Otherwise, this church will not praise him.
所以我们看到他有一个合一的灵跟强服的心。
So we see that he had a united heart and also a surrendered spirit.
所以保罗到那边的时候才会说，看哪，有这样一个门徒。
So when Paul came there, he would say that, behold, there is this disciple.
我们刚刚也看到，就是说保罗说，这无为的信心是先在你外祖母罗以。
And earlier we saw that this unfeigned faith first is in your grandmother Lois.
这边在这个字,
and this in.
英文是讲到 dwell, 居住。
And the English is said dwell in.
而且也是在你母亲有灵机心里。
And also in your mother's heart.
保罗说, 我深信也在你的心里。
And Paul said, I know that it's also in your heart.
如果只是一个在,
if it's only dwelling in,
假如只是一个in,
if it's only an in,
这只是一个地位的问题,
it's only a position.
他那个人在那里,
the person is there.
我今天坐在这个椅子上,
and today I sit on that chair.
这并不表示有另外其他的意思,
and does not have any other meaning.
但是如果说居住的话,
but if you're saying dwelling in,
那就有特别的意思,
there must be some special meaning.
这边讲到就是 一个经历的问题,
and this is an experience.
所以这个无为的信心是只是一个位置坐在那里吗?
So the unfeigned faith, is that something just in there?
它是一个经历,
it's an experience.
提摩太他经历到这无为的信心,
Timothy had experienced this unfeigned faith.
所以保罗在这边特别讲的就是这无为的信心是居住在所有信徒里面。
So Paul specifically said that this unfeigned faith dwell in the believers.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们在主里面，我们有没有这样的经历？我们从我们的信心里面经历我们的神。
So brothers and sisters, do we have this experience about that?
如果我们只是在主里面，我们没有经历的话，那我们可能还不够深入。
If we are only in Christ but we don't have experience on that, then it's not enough.
当我们经历的时候，我们就能够尝到主的甘甜。
If we can experience that, then we can taste the sweetness.
我们可以知道这神他后面主的爱是如何。
And we know that behind that, what is the love of God?
所以保罗这边讲到特别重要，就是这个无为的信心是居住在你的心里里面。
So Paul specifically said that this unfeigned faith dwell in you.
下一个我们看到，无为的信心要彰显在我们生活跟教会的服事里面。
And we will see that the unfeigned faith is manifested in the daily life and the church serving.
在提摩太前书第四章第八节到第十二节很长的一段里面,
in 1 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 8 to 12, a long passage here.
他到最后他怎么说?
What did he say at the end?
你要做信徒的榜样。
You are to be the example of the believers.
信徒的榜样, 信徒就是他要保罗,他要提摩太,
He wants Timothy to live in this church.
而且我们从提摩太前书第三章十四节十五节里面,
and only we can see from 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 and 15.
我们到最后我们可以看到，他说可以知道在神的家中当怎样行,
so that you know how to conduct in the God's household.
所以一方面做信徒的榜样,
on the one hand, to be examples of all believers.
一方面知道在神家中当怎样行。
On the other side, how to conduct yourself in the household of God.
这些无为的信心我们需要彰显在我们日常的生活里面。
This unfeigned faith must be manifested in our daily life.
而且要在教会的服事里面。
And also in our service in church.
如果我们再看下去的话，从提摩太后书第三章15到17节。
If we continue to see that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 to 17.
这边我要强调的就是提摩太，保罗说提摩太，你从小明白圣经。
I want to emphasize that Paul said you learn the scriptures from when you are young.
这就是他祖母跟母亲在这个孩子的身上所下的功夫。
And this is what the grandmother and the mother had done for him.
当我们来到教会把孩子也带到教会的时候,
when we came to church and we brought our children to church,
我们希望他从小就明白圣经,
We hope that they can understand the Bible from their youth.
所以神的话语在年轻的时候就能够深植在他们心里面。
So the word of God can be in them when they are young.
而且这话语是需要是一个纯正话语的规模。
And this word has to be the pure and the true word.
这是在刚刚我们所念提摩太后书第一章13到14节。
And that's what we have read earlier from chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, verse 13 and 14.
这边讲到纯正话语的规模。
And it's talk about the pattern of the sound teaching.
而且他最后他说你要, 所交托的善道, 你要牢牢地守着。
He said you have to be hold firm to the gospel that was entrusted to you.
我想这些都能够, 帮助提摩太他在教会里面服侍。
And this will help Timothy in his service in the church.
我们看到在提摩太前后书里面不只是提到这些事情。
We saw that only not only we mentioned these things in the first and second Timothy.
我们看到保罗也提到很多如何教导提摩太在教会里面如何的服侍。
And Paul also teach Timothy how to serve in the church.
如何设立长老执事。
How to set elders and deacons.
尤其提摩太他自己年轻。
And Timothy himself was very young. He needs a lot of faith.
But
other people would say that you're so young, you're not experienced. How can you manage the church?
But Paul
reminded him to how to be examples in the church and how to conduct himself in the house of God.
我们看到无为的信心是不是到此就可以停止？
So does the unfeigning faith stop here?
无为的信心还是要经过试炼。
The unfeigning faith must pass through the test.
才能够显为宝贵。
Then it will become precious.
提摩太他不是一直坚强到底的一个年轻人。
Timothy is not a person who is always strong in his life.
在他听到保罗被捕下监的时候,
when he heard that Paul was put into jail,
他自己也软弱过,
he became weak.
所以我们在这圣经里面我们可以看到他说你要坚强。
So we can see that you are to be strong.
神赐给你不是一个胆怯的心。
God does not give you a heart of timidity.
可能他服侍的时候受到艰难。
Because he had come encountered a lot of difficulties in his service.
或者是他在信仰上被逼迫,
or maybe he was persecuted in his faith.
保罗劝勉他,
so Paul encouraged him that this unfeigning faith must pass through some tests.
像在提摩太后书第三章第一节,
just like 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
他说末世必有危险的日子来到。
And that at the end time come, there will be terrible times.
有一个危险的日子,
a dangerous time.
而且我们看到在提摩太后书第三章10到14节里面,
and we can also see from chapter 3 verse 10 to 14.
里面有讲到许多的逼迫跟苦难,
and talk about a lot of persecution and sufferings.
还有些地方提到就是说有人离弃真道偏离的真道。
And also mentioned some will deviate away from the truth.
但总而言之, 他要提摩太在第一章第八节, 提摩太后书第一章第八节,
but he wants Timothy from chapter 1 verse 8.
他说, 不要以给我们的主做见证为耻, 总要按神的能力, 与我为福音同受苦难。
Says, do not be ashamed to testify about the Lord, ashamed of me, of his person. But join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. If our faith has not been tested, it cannot become precious. But after it's been tested by fire, it will reveal its preciousness. Think we will have difficulties in our lives. It's time for God to test us.
要让我们经过这些, 我们的信心能够更加的坚定。
After we've gone through this, then our faith will be more firm.
而且我们可以成为他的见证。
And we can become his testimony.
如果我们在平顺的日子,
If we have just peaceful life, and the faith will not be revealed.
只有在这被试炼的时候,
only during time of testing, can reveal that preciousness.
最后一个无畏的信心是要为那打美好的胜仗,
and finally, the unfeigned faith is for fighting that good fight, and to receive that crown of righteousness.
保罗在提摩太前后书里面至少讲到三次要打那美好的仗。
At least three times Paul had mentioned in 1st and 2nd Timothy that to fight that good fight.
意思就是说有许多的征战。
It means that there's a lot of battle to fight.
这征战可能是明显的。
And some may be obvious.
可能是看不见的。
And some we may not see.
可能是很凶恶的。
And some may be very severe.
有些可能是很缓和的。
And some may be
very mild.
Very mild.
或者是不显眼。
Or maybe we cannot realize that.
但是都是一个征战。
But they are battles.
如果我们没有在每天里面打那美好的胜仗,
if we do not fight that fight daily,
到时候我们到神的面前的时候, 我们没有办法得那公义的冠冕。
When we come to God, we will not be able to receive that crown of righteousness. This unfeigned faith is so that we can fight that good fight. To receive that crown of righteousness.
很多时候我不晓得就是真正的信心可以让我们活出如何的生活。
And sometimes I don't know what the true faith will live out a life of.
我最近看了几本书，就是有关在中国啊，就是这些有些被逼迫的啊弟兄姐妹们。
Lately, I've been reading a few books about a Christian who was persecuted in China.
他们在这长期被监禁里面,
under the long time of prison, in the prison.
他们出来的时候,
when they came out.
他们还是能够为主做见证。
They can still testify for God.
我想他们真的是有一个无畏的信心在他们里面。
I think they truly have that unfeigned faith in them.
有时候我做一个比较。
And sometime I was comparing.
有人在自由世界里面。
Some will be in a world of freedom.
事业很成功。
And they have very successful career.
时间过去。
And time had passed.
到最后他们所彰显出来的 好像不是那么样的荣耀。
But at the end, what they can reveal is not very glorious.
我讲一个我经历过的一个例子。
And I can share an example with you what I experienced.
或者你们听过了。
Maybe you have heard it before.
没关系，你们再听一遍。
That's okay. You can listen to it one more time.
有一个这个故事是从 我给一个姊妹 Wright 而来，听到的，知道的。
And this story is from a sister when I gave her a Wright.
这个姊妹她是从中国来的。
And the sister from China.
她是一个医生。
And she's a doctor.
但是她来到这边，她说她有一个孩子在这边读书，所以她来这边生钱来赚钱来提供这个孩子读书。
And she wants to come here and so that she can earn the money to afford for her child to study here.
她的医生执照当然没有办法在这边使用。
But the license, doctor license that she had cannot be used here.
所以这姊妹只好去帮人家看病, 就是看个一个病人在家里照顾病人。
She can only go to a patient's house and then take care of them.
那她礼拜天可以出来大概12个小时。
On Sunday, she can come out for like 12 hours.
那每次我跟我的姊妹早上去载她来聚会。
And every time that my wife and I went to pick her up to church.
那时候我们聚会的地方还不在这里。
At that time, we don't meet here.
我们借一个美国教会。
We borrow a church from American.
我们是大概2点半聚会到4点。
And we met from 2:30 to 4 o'clock.
聚完会,她还有一点时间。
So after the meeting, she still has some time.
那我就问她说,你要去逛街,还是你要怎么样,还是先回去休息都可以。
And so ask her if she want to go shopping or just want to go home and rest.
她每一次她几乎说我只要到你们家沙发一下躺一下就好。
And I just need to go to your house and lay down a little bit in your sofa.
我说为什么呢?
I said, why?
你可以, 回去, 因为你照顾那病人的家里, 哇, 每次去我都是 amazed, 因为是大概是我家的两三倍大。
Because you can go back to where you take care of the patient, their house is like two or three times bigger than my house.
应该很舒服啊。
Should be very comfortable.
那你有一天可以休息, 你就回去好好休息吧。
If you want to rest, just go home and rest.
她说, 她不回去。
She said she didn't want to go home.
她只要就是我家的沙发也让她躺一下。
She just needs to have a sofa at my house to rest a little bit.
她只要躺到她要回去大概前一刻就可以。
And rest until about a quarter till when she needs to go back home.
我说我们家还有其他床, 她不必睡在沙发。
And I told her that we have other beds, you don't have to sleep on the sofa.
哦, 原来后面有很多的故事。
Because there's a lot of stories behind this.
她照顾的是一个从香港来退休的一个非常成功的企业家。
And she's taking care of a businessman who came from, retired businessman who came from Hong Kong.
她已经快80岁了。
And he's about 80 years old then.
他一生可能挣了很多钱。
And he earned a lot of money in his life.
所以他退休来到美国。
So he retired and came to the United States.
但是身体到最后, 却有了这个, 不治之病。
And later on then he had this terminal disease.
那他去 KU Medical Center 的时候, 他就是在手术的台前。
And when he went to the KU Med Center in front of the surgery table,
我听说他跟旁边每一个医生讲，他说你们哪一个医好我的话，我就给他多少钱。
And I think he talked to every doctor around him, said, "Who can heal me? I'll give you so much money."
动完手术回到家里休息。
After the surgery, he went home and rested.
每天晚上他都会惊醒。
Every night he will wake up.
然后他就在屋里大喊,
and he will just shout it out loud.
那他喊的是什么呢?
What was he shouting on?
他喊的说, money, money.
And he will shout it, money, 钱, 钱.
尤其是他住在一个很大的房子,
especially he lives in this big house.
然后他这些声音就会有回音。
And there will be echo of his shout.
所以这个姊妹每天晚上她就说她受不了。And
this sister said she cannot take that anymore.
所以她礼拜天她还有一点时间，她宁愿就是在我们家沙发休息两三个小时，她也不愿意回去。So
on Sunday she still have a little time. She rather stay at our sofa for longer.
因为她知道后六天又要经过这些事情。Because
she knew that six more days she would have to face these.
有一天他晚上很晚大概10点半打电话来。
So one night she called real late at 10:30 at night.
他说这位老先生他今天晚上终于清醒起来了，以前好像他神志不清。
She said this old man finally had some become conscious. Before that he was kind of like unconscious.
他说你要不要来跟他传福音。
Said, do you want to come to share the gospel with him?
我说这么晚了还要过去吗?
I said, so late, do I need to come?
那我就要了一位比较年长的弟兄。
So I asked an older brother to come with me.
我们两个就一起去了。
So we went there together.
那到他们家已经过了11点了。
And it was after 11 when we arrived.
他是用轮椅被推到他们家客厅当中。
And he was pushed by the wheelchair to the living room.
他的头垂着。
His head was bowed down.
他的身上的皮肤, 我没有办法形容, 是有点像那个核桃那个木的颜色。
And the skin is like the color of the walnut.
那我就跟那位 年长的弟兄就 跟他开始传福音。
So we started to share the gospel with him.
那我们说你听了主耶稣的福音你可以得救。
We tell them that if you have heard the good news of Jesus, you can be saved.
我想他得救听到就是意思就是他会医好。
And I think she understood, he understood that the safe would be that he would be cured.
他的头忽然间抬起来,
and his head all of a sudden was raised up.
他问我们说,
and he asked us, how much money you need?
那时候我在心里想, 哇, 这个价钱可能讲不出来的,
and I was thinking that I cannot name a price then.
我们这位年长的弟兄就跟他讲说, 主的恩典是白白的,
and this older brother told him that it's the grace of God is free.
你不需要付任何钱,
you do not have to pay any money.
你要不要接受这位主耶稣?
Do you want to receive this Lord Jesus Christ?
他说愿意,
and he said he wants to.
他的头又垂下去,
and then he nodded his head down again.
我想那天, 我们的对话大概到此为止,
and the conversation is about that much.
我再也没有跟这个老先生谈过话,
I never speak to this old person again.
因为他从那天到过世大概只有几个礼拜,
because from that day until he died it's only a few weeks.
那我也没有机会再去, 因为听说他也又神志不清,
and we don't have opportunity to go back. We heard that he become irrational again.
但是我听到从这个姊妹的 话语中知道, 她说从那天开始到最后过世, 她晚上没有在那边喊,
but I heard from the sister that from that day on till he died he never shouted again at night.
所以我就看到就是 这一点点的信心有这么大的能力,
so I saw that just a little faith has such a great power.
她可以让一个人可以就是完全的安静下来,
he can cause a person to totally quiet down.
因为他得到了,
because he had received.
我去参加他的葬礼,
I went to his memorial service.
我记得是佛牧师帮他,
I remember it was a Pastor Fane to preside on the ceremony.
后来他的太太老姊妹也信了主,
and later on his wife, the old elderly woman, also believed in Christ.
他的女儿大女儿也信了主,
and his oldest daughter also believed.
他大女儿是一个医生,
his oldest daughter was a doctor.
他们都信了主,
they all believe in the Lord.
所以这个一点点的信心可以带来全家在主里面的祝福,
so a little faith can bring a blessing to the whole family.
所以我们感谢主, 这个无畏的信心在提摩太里面,
so we thank God this unfeigned faith was in Timothy,
是为了要打那美好的仗,
so that he can fight a good fight,
能够得到公义的冠冕,
to receive that crown of righteousness.
这无畏的信心, 我们看到提摩太, 他从这无畏的信心里面, 他领受了这生命的一个新样式,
from this unfeigned faith Timothy had received this new life.
他就又因着神的话语, 他的信心能够得以增长,
and by the word of God his unfeigned faith continued to grow.
他愿意做主的门徒,
he became the disciples of God.
我们看到他后来跟保罗在各地服侍教会,
we saw that later on he traveled along with Paul to serve different churches.
后来我们看到他在五年里面, 他单独负责在教会里面服侍的重任,
and then for years that he was serving in the church to become the pastor for churches by himself.
他的生命更能够长大,
and his life continued to grow.
他们看到后来因着保罗被捕,
and later on when Paul was put into jail,
他碰到很大的一个试炼,
and he had this big test before him.
他在这个极大的打击里面, 我看他几乎是被这个, 淹没了,
and in this huge testing he almost didn't give up his faith.
我们看到他惧怕,
we saw that he was become fearful,
他有软弱,
he became weak,
他也感到羞耻,
he became ashamed,
甚至他要退缩倒下,
and it seems that he wanted to retreat and just lie down.
但是我们看到因着神的怜悯,
but by the grace of God,
还有借着保罗最后的书信,
and by the final letter of Paul,
有许多的劝勉,
a lot of encouragement to him,
也可以看到圣灵的工作,
and by the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以提摩太他从这诸般的难处里面, 他再次的站立起来,
he again stand up from this all kind of difficulties.
他回去以弗所那个教会继续忠心的服侍,
He returned to Ephesus to continue to serve in that church. To become a strong testimony for God. He looking forward to the coming of our Lord. And finally, he martyred and died for God's
sake.
So just that little faith.
神可以带他走这一生的道路,
God will carry him through of his whole life.
成为他神美好的见证,
to become a good testimony for God.
我希望我们每一个人都有这样一个无畏的信心,
may we all have this unfeigned faith.
在我们生活里面,
in our daily life.
我们可以见证他,
that we can testify for him.
我们也不会怕难处,
and we are not afraid of difficulty.
难处来的时候,
when difficulty comes, that we can stand even firmer.
我们知道我们在这世上有很多的仗要打,
we know that there are a lot of battles we need to fight in this world.
或者在我们工作,
maybe in our work.
或者在我们身体的健康上,
maybe in our health.
或者是我们的事业上,
maybe in our career.
我们都需要这个无畏的信心,
we need this unfeigned faith.
我们将来见主面的时候,
and one day we will see the Lord.
他会说我们是又忠心又良善的仆人,
and he will say that we are a faithful servant of his. Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天你把提摩太放在我们的眼前。
Lord, we thank you. You put Timothy before us.
我们看到这无畏的信心的见证。
We see the testimony of this unfeigned faith.
实在是从我们接受主耶稣基督开始。
It started when we received our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们知道这不是出自于传统。
We know that this is not coming out from tradition.
是从主你所赐的,
but it's given by you, our Lord.
而且我们知道主的无畏的信心是在我们信徒是居住在我们信徒的里面,
and also know that this unfeigned faith will dwell in us who believe.
而且这信心是要彰显在日常的生活里面,
and this faith will be manifested in our daily life,
在教会的服事里面,
in our service in the church.
主这无畏的信心也是要帮助我们经过那试炼,
and this unfeigned faith will help us to pass the test.
也是要让我们能够打那美好的胜仗,
so that we can fight that good fight.
主，因为我们公义的冠冕是从你而得,
because the crown of righteousness is from you.
主，让我们能够有这无畏的信心,
pray that you give us this unfeigned faith.
在我们每一家里面, 主就求你借着这无畏的信心把你的祝福能够带到每一家,
and through this unfeigned thing, the blessing will be brought to every single family.
愿你的名得荣耀,
may your name be glorified.
我们这样祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
and all these we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.